Hello and welcome to the Influencer Effect. I have a very special guest today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Christy Cook, aka Spill Sesh, on quite literally like every platform. And like most people would know just that name alone and be like, who the heck is Christy?
Now, everyone knows Spill Sesh. Trust me. As an OG YouTube watcher, I've known who you were for a while.
Literally. In the OG category now. It's been that long.
No, you are. You 100% are. Like, like the original YouTube gossip channel, I would say. One of the OGs, at least.
Oh my god, there's like beauty drama today I saw. So I was like, wow, feels like I'm going back to my roots. I'm talking about like,
oh my god,
drama.
I can't wait to see your video about it. I'm excited. We kind of already touched on this, but like, who are you? What do you post about? What platforms do you post on? What are you known for? You said you post on everything, but what are you posting?
Yeah. Well, so I started my channel Spill Sesh like 6 years ago, I think at this point. But it was mostly talking about influencer YouTube drama, especially in the beauty community, but Jeffree Star, James Charles, yes. Tati drama. And for a while it was anonymous. And then I just decided it was like, it needs to expand. I need to be doing more. So eventually I just like revealed my identity and it was like this whole thing. But now I'm like posting on TikTok, Instagram, literally anywhere that you can post content. I'm probably posting on there talking about all things pop culture news and celebrities.
That's awesome. No, we're going to talk about you revealing your identity because like I remember when that video came out like with Manny and UA. We need to talk about that. But first, I want to ask a couple more questions. So you said you've been influencing for 6 years, but how long has it been since you revealed yourself? Has it been like a year?
It's been a little over a year. Yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like there's like a before and an after for like your career.
It does feel like a different... Like the content is different. I guess the YouTube content is pretty much the same. I wanted to keep it not changed at all because I feel like people hate change. On TikTok, I'm like more front facing and Instagram and trying to be more personal on there, I guess. So yeah, it's definitely been really fun and really interesting and just like more fun to like meet other people. Like now I know you and like a ton of other pop culture creators. Yeah. It's just like so much more. Like fun, yeah.
It's such a community. Like everyone's so welcoming. And like honestly, I had the complete opposite. Like I thought it was gonna be the complete opposite before I started posting. I was like, it's gonna be so competitive, people aren't gonna want to talk to me. But like honestly, everyone has been so nice and friendly. And like when I see someone who I followed for a while follow me back, it's like so exciting.
You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, they know who I am.
Like, yeah, I felt like the YouTube community felt a lot more competitive, whereas like once the pop culture TikTok space started to take off, I'm like, wait, you guys are so nice.
No, people are so nice and just like rooting you on too, like it's
they're like in my comments I'm like, wait, let's hang out.
You're like, let's be friends. No, yeah, I love exactly it. No, at least in like the pop culture corner that we're in, like everyone is so nice and welcoming and friendly, which I love and appreciate. What was your life like before you started posting? Like, were you working a 9-to-5? How did you decide, like, okay, I'm gonna just go for it and like post that first YouTube video?
Well, so I've just always been creating content. I feel like ever since YouTube took off when I was in middle school, I was just obsessed with it. My friends and I would make music videos. So,
oh, yeah,
I've always really been posting on YouTube, but I'd say, like, as I got older, I want to be a journalist. That was what I went to school for. I was obsessed with it in high school. And then I was just always looking for some sort of work in that department. But I also liked food videos as well. So then I was working at TMZ for a period of time.
Oh, wow.
At the same time, I was editing these like food videos, posting them on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I was like filming this one woman who creates content. She's like a food influencer. I was like making videos for her. And then one day I stumbled upon this like bubble on YouTube that was making these like drama, like beauty community videos. I was like, wait, like I can do this. It was just text on the screen at the time. And I thought it was like super easy. So then I just started doing it. And then I realized I can't spell to save my life. So the voiceover was way easier.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's like really when it started that I was like, okay, this is kind of like tying into everything that I like, talking about influencers, and not all my friends were like as invested as me. So it was like perfect. Like, feels like I'm on FaceTime with like a bunch of people that also suddenly care about these people too.
No, that's so real, because I get so excited about like influencer and celebrity gossip. And like, I've always been like that before I even started posting. And my friends are like, this makes sense. Like, you would it's have like a gossip.
Once you go to them and you're like, I have no idea who this is. But I'm like, you guys, this is like really crazy. It's really crazy. And they're like,
why is no one else freaking out right now?
Like, it's a horror.
I'm like, let me, and now I'll get texts like, wait, can you explain this drama to me? I keep seeing videos on it.
Those are my favorite. I'm like, okay, like, sit down.
You're like, take a seat. Let me tell you. No, that's so real. Like, I also like feel like there's so many people who will be like, oh yeah, I started posting in this one category and then I took a complete 180 and that's when I started to like see some traction. It's like, you gotta like find your little corner of the internet.
Exactly.
What was your first like viral video? Is there a video you remember being like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm getting all these views right now, like getting traction, getting followers?
I was at the airport, my friend was turning 21 and we were going to Vegas and they were driving, and then I was gonna meet them there. I was like flying because they took off work, so they were gonna leave way earlier, and I was like, all right, I'll meet you like at night. Mm-hmm. I'm at the airport. Trisha Paytas posted a video where she was on the floor crying over her and Jason breaking up. And talking about David. And I downloaded the video while I was at the airport. Mm-hmm. And my flight got delayed.
Thank God.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to edit this video. And she ended up deleting the video. So then I was like, oh, like.
You had the magic.
I had bold. I edited a video like so quick and uploaded it before my flight took off. And then when I landed, it had, I don't know, like it had like 10,000 views, which was like incredible for me at the time. I had just started the channel like not too long ago. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is happening. This is like really crazy. And then after that, like the college scandal was like the next like crazy thing.
Oh my God, the Olivia Jade college scandal. Wow, that's so crazy.
And I loved her videos for a second there. So it's been like even more insane to me.
No, I remember I was like with my friend when that came out and we both stopped what we were doing and like sat on our bed and like scrolled through everything that was coming out. It was insane. Oh my goodness. And I had like friends at USC too at the time. I was like, what is going on there? Like
that was like my dream school. So I was extra bitter.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, so crazy. So crazy. Okay. Moving on from the viral video. Did you ever have, or kind of building off of it, did you ever have like an I made it moment where you were like, this is like a viable career and like this is something that I can see myself doing for a while?
I guess like I don't even know. I think I just kept doing it and I was like, okay, it's making some money. Yeah. I could quit my job, but I didn't quit for a really long time. I think like I created the channel like 2018, like December 2018, 2019 I was like taking it serious, and then in COVID, I took it really serious because I had like all this time we were working from home.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I left until 2021. And I like my boyfriend at the time was like, why the heck are you not quitting? Like, you could totally do this. I think it just like, I was like, I like the job security. I don't know. No.
Job security is nice.
I was like, sure. My insurance.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just better. I was like, okay, I need to just take the risk and do this full time, because if I let this go and miss this chance of putting all my like 100% energy into it, like I will regret it.
No, I think people struggle to like recognize or like to, I don't know, to accept that influencing is a job, because there are so many stories of people being like, oh, I quit my full-time job, I'm making like four times what I was making and I'm doing great, and people are like, well, why'd you leave? Like, that was stupid. Yeah. You should have stayed there. Like, and I got laid off around the same time that my videos started doing well, so it was kind of like It was like, all right, I guess this is what I'm doing right
now. The universe is like just telling you.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, they were like,
you see.
Here you go. Like, so like, I never had to make the decision myself, but like, yeah, it is such a viable career right now and is going to continue to grow, hopefully. So like, yeah, I think it's just like, it's an amazing story. And like, people wouldn't bat an eye if you were leaving a job to like start a business, which is like what this is. Exactly.
And that's like also the thing. I feel like, you know, you hear about, oh, being a YouTuber or being an influencer isn't going to last forever. But I feel like these days they're becoming so much more than just the influencer. Like, because everybody knows that, everyone is trying to do their own business. Like with Alex Cooper, she's got Unwell now. She's doing hydration drinks. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone is kind of going in that direction of how do I expand off of like the following I have and do more so that I am set up in the future. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how like I'm thinking, everyone else is thinking about what do I do with this more than just what I'm doing right now.
100% like posting on every platform you can, starting a podcast, you know, like just trying to see like, all right, I have a good amount of people who have like eyes on me right now. How can I diversify that and like bring it to like every platform and like build a business basically, which is like so cool to see. And I love watching other people be successful and like create these insane brands for themselves, because it's just like it's so inspiring.
I need to be looking into it
And like I totally like, I have a friend who's a nurse and she was like, I would never ever ever post myself online, which completely fine, but as someone who's always wanted to like post and always wanted to be in the space, like why not do it? Like it's totally worth it. Like eventually I believe everyone will like find their little corner of the internet that like works for them, even if it takes like a couple years, which it definitely took a couple years for me to figure that out. But I think it's such a fascinating field and it's continuing to grow, so like why not get on it, you know?
Exactly.
So I feel like a lot of people are like, influencers don't do anything. Like they just spend their days sitting at home on their phones, like post a video here and there and then like go to a Pilates class. People know that's not the case, but what does a day in the life look like for you? And I know it's probably different every day, but like say your like average day in the life.
It definitely is different every day, but I feel like it just consists of, I'm on the West Coast, so I'm always like thinking about the news coming out at like 9 a.m. on East Coast time. Yeah. So I'm just like always thinking about that and always wanting to be like on top of everything. And so I wake up early, like every day I'm scrolling on my phone. What happened overnight that I missed? What's going on? Yep. What are the headlines? What am I posting today? And I post it daily and like on like short form, it's like multiple times a day.
Yeah.
So I'm just always locked in. I'm always on my freaking phone.
Yeah.
And I'm always just like consuming content, looking for stories, just staying with it, doing like meetings and planning for, you know, future projects. Yeah. So every day is always interesting, but mostly just me sitting down, scrolling on the internet, writing scripts, planning out what videos I'm making, editing something for the next day or for the weekend, and always something going on. But it's fun. I love it at the same time.
It like doesn't feel like work, but I've also like never worked harder in my life.
Yes.
It's
like exactly. I'm like, I bet people just think, because I know like people always have like opinions, but they'll probably just think like, oh, she's just on her phone like being negative or whatever, but I'm like, it's really not. Like there's so much that goes into it.
No, so much. And like if you miss a news story, that's like missing like hundreds of dollars sometimes, because like you never know like what's gonna blow up. So it's like you really got to be on top of it. When you say like writing scripts and stuff, I know I get a lot of questions about this. Like, do you write out all your scripts for your videos, or do you usually improv? Maybe it's different for like YouTube versus like short form content. Like, what does that look like?
For YouTube, I have to sit there. I script out like every word that I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have like all the receipts, like everything is like lined up. My notes app is crazy.
You're a detective.
I have a calendar that's like always changing, but it's pretty much just like all my content ideas of things that I've like seen throughout the week of like, okay, maybe I'll post this like on this day. Yeah. And then the short form stuff, if I just see it, I'll just like wing it. Cause most of the time it's short and quick and it's not that lengthy. And if I'm like reading like a receipt, it's like right there in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Sometimes I'll like be out like at a like grocery shopping or something and a news story will break and I'll like write down like the first like my hook for the video and like rush home so that I don't forget it and then so, you know, my notes app looks like I'm a crazy person as well. I'm like you'll never believe
exactly like I love my notes app,
you know, it saves me seriously. But yeah, I feel like there's such a formula to it. And like once you start posting, you like realize that formula, but like the hook, the like, and then like obviously the whole point of a video is to get people to watch all the way through. So like trying to get people engaged throughout the whole video, I feel like is an art on its own. Like you don't want to like just say what you want to say at the very beginning because then people are going to be like, nah, I don't care anymore. Like you really got to like make sure that people are engaged the entire time, which is something I didn't realize for far too long. I was like, why are some videos doing well and some not? And then I was like, uh-oh. Because I was like, you'll never believe it.
I just want to get right into it because it's insane. But then I also think about, like, what if someone has never heard about the drama at all, even though it's probably, like, part seven into Blake and Justin. But I'm like, what if they haven't heard about it at all? So then
that's
it's
how
like
I feel.
A little recap.
Yeah. No, people like will be like, you don't need to recap that. I'm like, okay, but like enough people who watched this video had no idea what was going on because I've also gotten comments like, wow, that's crazy. So like, you never know. Like no one's as chronically online as like the pop culture girls. So like they don't know everything. And I'm like, sometimes I get backlash for that, but I'm like, some people don't know. you never know.
People really don't know. Yeah. And you never know when a video will pop up in someone's algorithm because a couple weeks ago, a video from December talking about, it was like, must have been the day after Blake Lively's like New York Times article came out.
Oh, yeah.
It started like blowing up on Reels. And I was like, because like, I'm obviously talking very highly of Blake.
Yes.
I'm talking about the New York Times article. I'm like, the New York Times wrote about this. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. And everyone was ripping me alive in the comments. They were like, haven't you read a lick about what Justin had to say? I'm like, you guys, it wasn't out yet. It wasn't there at the time.
It wasn't there.
Look at the date, please, please.
Context clues. No, sometimes I'm like, please use context clues because I'll get comments like, this is old news. I'm like, yeah, I know.
It
I posted it 2 months ago.
Please, it is. Spare me.
It is old news. You're right. Or like, we already knew this. I'm like, yeah, me too, because I posted that literally in December. Like,
yeah.
I get the same.
Crazy.
Yeah. No, that's like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, you gotta laugh. And that my boyfriend, like his biggest worry when I told him I was gonna start posting on social media was like the hate comments and stuff like that. And like, I like sometimes I'm like, feel myself getting affected by them. And I'm like, I just need to take a step back and realize that these people.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
These people took the time to be hateful for absolutely no reason. And I'm just like, you know what? If that's what they want to do with their life, they can do that. I'm going to keep doing me and I'm going to keep building a business. I'm not going to let it like, you know, affect me. But yes, it's brutal out there. And like, we're not even posting about ourselves. I just feel bad for the people who are posting about themselves and getting those comments. Like,
I know. And that's why I feel like it makes me like show a little like a slight bit of grace sometimes when I'm talking about other people, because you really just don't know what the heck the situation is.
Exactly.
And, like, when people talk about me, I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
So not the truth. So then I'm like always trying to think of every possible scenario when I'm talking about someone.
Yeah. And I try to speak very objectively. Like sometimes I feel like it is obvious what my point of view is, but like when I'm making videos, I try to make them like, this is what happened, and I'll be like, this is insane, this is crazy, but I won't be like, this person sucks, like screw them. Like I just don't feel like it's the right thing to do. Like sometimes if it's like a guy cheated on someone, I'm like, all right, this person sucks.
Like if it's blatantly bad, I'm like, yeah, that was messed up.
But like I always try to like leave with grace because, like, you never know. Like, you, yeah. And sometimes, like, stories will come out, and the next day it's like, oh, that wasn't true at all. And then you just, like, ruin that person's life. So you're just like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I'm just here to report and, like, maybe throw in some sass here and there, but, like, never to, like, harm anyone.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, it's crazy. And it's, like, you really have to, like, walk the line, too, which when I first started posting, I was like, I don't care. No one's watching. I was like, screw this. This person.
Well, I know. They way meaner. Yeah. Then it's like toned down.
Yeah, because I was like, who cares, no one's seeing this, and then people started seeing it and I was like, uh-oh, gotta be a bit nicer. But
yeah.
So you're an influencer in Los Angeles. I'm sure you've had a lot of crazy experiences out there. Obviously you don't have to, like, name a specific brand or anything, but, like, what's the craziest influencer event or experience that you've ever had?
I feel like every brand event or any sort of, like, event that I've gone to, like, in the recent times, there's, like, nothing that's been crazy that's gone on, or anyone that I've seen that's been, like, rude. I feel like everyone's kind of on their best behavior these days.
On their A game, yeah.
But when I first moved here, I just remember, like, everybody knew everyone. So no matter what, everyone would end up at the same parties. Mm-hmm. I feel like before COVID, everyone was, like, a lot less, like, to their groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, like, mutual friends that knew people that would go to, like, the hype house. Or not the hype house. What was it before, like, Jake Paul's house?
Oh, like the Team 10
the
house?
The Team 10 house.
Yeah.
We would go. We went for, like, once. And then there was, like, another time where we went and it was, like, totally empty. But those were, like, the weirdest times because I'd always be like, how the heck? And it was way before I was ever making YouTube videos. And I was just like, how the heck am I here right now? It's just the craziest.
You're like, what am I doing here?
And everyone would be there.
Mm-hmm.
I was at, like, Tana's 21st birthday, I think.
Oh, my God. I totally watched that vlog.
I think she got a tattoo at that party. It was it was a wilder time back then.
Man, you were, like, in the scene before you even were posting about these people. That's crazy.
Ever so slightly, but that was, like, also the thing, because you would meet people and no one would remember you.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone was just in their own world, but everyone came together because they knew someone who knew someone who would invite you to this thing, and everyone would just end up together.
That's
yeah,
so
it's just
crazy.
Really, it's crazy to think about.
When I was living in LA, I went to Saddle Ranch purposefully to run into the vlog squad, and I ran into the entire vlog squad. They pulled up in the Tesla. I have a photo of me and David Dobrik in 2020. Right before, like, it was, like, when they were at their heyday. There's vlog footage of me somewhere.
We
I don't think the vlog
time.
Was ever posted. Oh. Yeah. No, it was, like, Natalie was there. Zane was there. Who else was there? Todd was there. Susie was there. I had a whole conversation with Susie. And I was like, this is insane. But that was my only, like, crazy LA experience. And that was just because I was being a crazy person and wanted to meet them. And I knew they were going to be at Saddle Ranch because that's where they always
were. Everyone was going to Saddle Ranch at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, the only thing to do.
And I remember my friends had gone the weekend before and I didn't go with them. And they met the vlog squad. And I was like, I missed my opportunity. This sucks. So I dragged my one friend there and I was like, we're going to meet them. And lo and behold, the white Tesla pulled up. I was on David Dobrik's Instagram story for, like, 0.2 seconds. That was my claim to fame. Oh, my God.
When, like, he wouldn't have been canceled for that.
I know. Yeah. No, it was 2020. And then when did all the stuff come out about him? 2021? 2022?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was, like, right. It was, like, his peak right before the big dip. But, yeah.
Dang.
No, it was crazy. Have you ever had a crazy experience with an influencer? And obviously, you don't have to name the person.
Not really. I don't think so. Luckily. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank goodness, no. Yeah.
That's good that, like, at least the people, like, you know, are, like, actually good people in real life.
Yeah.
Because you never know, but...
I know.
Yeah. I'm always a little afraid, but I feel like you can almost tell, even like with us, yeah, like, well, with, like we're not even talking about ourselves, and I can just kind of tell, like, you're a good person, you know? And then like maybe some other people aren't as good of people, but that's good that you haven't had any bad experiences, because
I feel like people expect us to, especially if you're going to an event and you see people that you've talked about before.
Oh my god.
Luckily that has not been the case. So
what's that like? Have you ever like run into someone who you like made a, well, I mean, you had your whole video with Manny. Was he like, what did he say to you when you met him, or like just anyone that who was...
It's so interesting because the thing with that video was like, I totally got ripped alive for making that video with Manny, because everyone was, it was like off the heels of like the Colleen Ballinger drama. And Manny and Laura had just made a podcast where, not that they were defending her, but they weren't eating her.
They weren't like screw her.
Yeah. And so everyone was saying that they were like predator protectors and that they associate with James Charles too. And so then I got thrown into the mix and we got along a little too well in the video, that everyone was like, you're friends with Manny. It went even a little further. Well, people thought that we had done things with each other. And I was like, you know,
he's a gay man, right? He's an openly gay man.
Yeah. It definitely went off the deep end a little bit, but I was like, this is literally the second time that I've met this man. I don't have his phone number. But we would like DM like here and there. And I just like told him about the idea a year prior when I first had met him, because he did my friend Sloan's podcast. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're the first video I ever made. I would love it if like we could have this full circle moment. Mm-hmm. And he was so down for the idea. So when I was finally ready, I was like, all right, do you want to be in it? And he was like, yeah. And then, well, everyone just thought we were besties.
I think that's such a cool reveal too. Like, I remember watching that and being like, no, this is iconic. Like, she brought in the guy who she was gossiping about to do her makeup while she's like, hey guys, it's me. Like, I've been the one behind the camera. No, I love it. I want to talk about that a little bit, because you were this like ominous voice, and I remember all of the theories about who you were, specifically the Morgan Adams theory. Everyone thought you were Morgan Adams back in the day when Shane Dawson was super popular before he got canceled. Everyone's gotten canceled. And everyone was like, it's Morgan, like this is her secret business. Like, what were your thoughts when you saw that going around?
I mean, when I saw the videos going around of people making all these conspiracy theories, I was just like, well, you know what? If I saw this video, I'd believe it too. And they were good. Like, it made sense. Like, they were so detailed. And they went as far as to think that it was, like, Morgan, but it was Shane that was behind it. Like, he was using her voice, because he did a conspiracy video where he was breaking down this new AI voice technology where if somebody like reads a paragraph, then they can just like type something in later, and then it will like read back in that person's voice. So I think they had Morgan do it in that. So then everyone was like, oh my gosh, he's still using this, and he's like infiltrating the beauty community. He wants to take over the drama, because Jeffrey were working on their series. So it became this whole thing, and I was like, wow, like I wish that was true. But it's not.
You're like, you guys are going to be shocked when you see that
You're ready for nothing.
That's so crazy. Did you see any other crazy theories about who you were?
People thought it was like a company for a while, that ran the channel, and that it wasn't just like some girl.
Yeah. Just, you know, some girl with a passion who wanted to post on YouTube. Yeah. No, that is so crazy. And I totally remember when all of that happened. Everyone was like, I'm convinced it's Morgan Adams, all the Reddit pages.
I would get DMs, like DMs from Drama Alert. He was like, I know you're Morgan. I was like, right.
Did anyone, you're like, yeah, no, it's me. It's Morgan. Did anyone ever like figure out your real identity before you exposed like who you were?
Yeah, there was one person who went through my like old Instagram handles, because at the time, I think it would say like what the former handles you had were. Oh, and one of them was like the food account that I ran. I know. So they went through like the food account that I had and then somehow found my like LinkedIn, and it was this whole thing. And they told me about it. And it was a very weird thing. And this is why I was like, the TikTok pop culture space is just so much nicer, and like so happy to be part of this lovely group of pop culture people. The YouTube community was nasty at times. And like whoever the heck this person was basically DM'd me like how they found out who I was. And then I guess they felt guilty about it for a second and never did anything with it. But then other people were telling me that they were DM'd my identity and things about me. I don't know.
Oh my God.
It got so messy.
That's such an invasion of privacy too. Like to take the effort, like to make the effort to find this person's old Instagram handle and then look them up on LinkedIn. Like that is insane. I feel like that's sometimes what people think we do. We're like drama, or like, I'm like, I am not doing that. If someone else figures that out, then I'm like, cool, I'll like report on it. But never have I ever like really just tried to like dig into someone's identity. I'm like, that is craziness.
I'm like, so if it was someone that was, if it was Morgan, like, okay, that's kind of tea, but there was no tea.
You're like, it was literally just me. Like, there.
Yeah. Like, it like totally freaked me out.
No, that's creepy. That's super creepy. I've had someone DM me, which like, I thought was nice, but also like kind of creepy, be like, being like, oh my God, I just saw you come into my coffee shop. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, that was me. But like, you could have said hi instead of being like,
yeah, like a high.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah. When,
yeah, no, I've never had anyone approach me in public, but I've gotten DMs like that, and I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, it's nice, like it's cool that you recognize me from like social media, but like,
yeah, that's
being, like, you were at this coffee shop in this town, and I'm like, you know my whereabouts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh.
Have you ever had like people come up to you in public and be like, spill sesh, I love you?
No, it has not happened. Only like at worky, like pop culture events. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't even know how I would react. I'm just like, I'd be like, oh my God, what?
I'd be like, why do you know who I am? No, I would,
I just my brother, shocked. I feel like everything just like is on my phone. I'm like, I post and still to this day, I'm just thinking, no, like no one is watching. I don't know.
I completely feel that. I'm like, I'm talking into the abyss, and then like a friend of mine will be like, oh, I saw your video on this. I'm like, no, you didn't. That wasn't for you. That was for random people who like I don't think are real people.
Or like my friends will be like scrolling, and then I hear myself. I'm like, oh, so jarring.
I used to have to leave the room if like my boyfriend would put on a video of mine. I'd be like, no, I can't. Now he knows, like, he won't play it in front of me. I'm like, I can't hear my own voice. It's crazy. It's weird. It's
so cheesy how that works. How we're just like, I could like watch it back, and then after I'm like, I can't.
No. Like, if I'm by myself, it's fine, but in front of other people, absolutely not. Circling back to you revealing your identity, was there like one big moment where you were like, all right, fine, like I'll tell everyone who I am? Or was it just kind of like, all right, I think it's time?
I think I had just been debating. It was interesting because like a month before, I was just thinking, okay, absolutely no way.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just wanted the time to be right, and I really wanted to just be more than just this YouTube channel. I wanted to be able to make more content. I felt like the only way I could expand in what I was doing was if I was more front facing.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely wanted like a team around me to start building whatever this was going to be for me. And I got into contact with like all the right people. I felt like, okay, I finally have the right people that are like working with me that can make maybe like my dreams come true. So let me just reveal and see what the heck we can do from here on out.
And you've been crushing it. Like, no, you have. Like, Are you kidding me? No, you've been absolutely crushing it. And it's like so impressive. Like, you are definitely my inspiration. Like,
Oh
you're
my
just,
God, stop.
no, you are like for real. Like, you are so good at what you do and you've been doing it for so long. And like, it's amazing. Like, it's just proof that like, just people who care and love to talk and love to create can like build their own brands, be journalists, and like, people will want to listen. People will want to listen more than they listen to like traditional media, which is like kind of crazy.
It
Like,
is crazy. I feel like a lot of the time in the beginning, traditional media wasn't even covering influencer news because it, in their minds, wasn't going to get the clicks, or they just didn't know these people. They didn't feel like any sort of audience was going to be there to listen to what drama or whatever scandal they had going on. And now they are. Like, they cover any niche drama, and it's made the pop culture space so interesting. I feel like it's bigger than ever now, which is wild.
And I feel like that's because of people like you who were like covering influencer news, and then those news outlets were like, holy crap, she's getting like a million views per video. Like, we need to start talking about this stuff. People care because the people do care. I was one of those. I was just a consumer for a very long time. I was one of those people watching all those videos, eating it all up. I'm like, I don't want to watch the traditional news. I want to know what's going on here with all these beauty gurus who are fighting.
I feel like it's like more fun coming from people that are also like just like chronically online that know, like, remember like 4 years ago when she said this about her? I feel like they, like, will they even know?
No, but you're like someone out there will, and like someone out there will care. No, it's amazing. Like, it's just so cool. Final question. What advice do you have for people who want to become influencers? Maybe they're afraid, maybe they've posted a couple times and given up. Like, what advice do you have for them?
I think if someone is looking to make content, whatever you're making content about should be probably the thing that you're talking to your friends most about. Whatever you guys are texting each other, if you're texting each other like screenshots about a certain topic or a sport or whatever you guys are like talking about, or things that you're talking about with your family, people would resonate that, or like people will resonate with that because they just feed off of authenticity and passion. And if you are talking so passionately about something that you love, it will come through and people will be like, wait, like, I'm just as obsessed with X, Y, and Z as you. And
Definitely.
the engagement will come slowly. I think that's the thing. If you're trying to talk about something because you think that it's like popular to talk about it, or the video style is popular, but you don't necessarily love it and it's not you, it's really not going to work.
No, and that's so real. As someone who was trying to become a content creator, trying to become an influencer for 2 years, I like decided once I graduated college, I was gonna like really try. And I was posting lifestyle content, I was posting food content, and just nothing was happening. I was getting like 300 views. And then when I finally posted a video about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce dancing at the Super Bowl after party, being so
Yes,
cringe and
Sarah.
being like, oh my God, I love it. They're so in love. That was
I
the
love
video
it.
that was the video that hit a million views. And I was like, all
Heck
right.
yeah.
Yeah.
It
No,
has
and
to be that way.
it has to
That's how
be.
you like reel people in for real. Like, I don't know. People just like to relate to other people.
Exactly.
That
And
was
like you
equally
said,
freaking out at that Super Bowl.
oh my God, that was the moment where I was like, all right, I can be cringe on social media and talk about all this celebrity and influencer news that I feel like none of my friends care about, but I'm going to talk to them about it anyway. And now I'm going to talk to the whole internet about it and people will care. And they do, which is
100%.
crazy. No, I come, that's like such good advice. And hopefully it will help someone out there. But thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. Hopefully people learned about life as an influencer a little bit, got some advice. And yeah, where can people find you? Where should people follow you?
Well, thanks for having me. Everyone can find me at SpillSesh pretty much everywhere. It's at SpillSesh underscore YT on TikTok. Would love to get the at SpillSesh handle, but it's fine.
Someone has
But yeah.
it.
someone has it. I don't know. It's like some account with like 4 followers. I'm like, right. Okay.
Oh my God.
I know it's just a little late to get the app back during COVID, but anyway, yeah, it's at SpillSesh everywhere, posting all the time for us chronically online girlies. Yes,
I love it. Well, thank you so much. This was so
fun. Thank you.
Yeah.